May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of us are probably old enough to recall a musical from 1970 entitled Godspell. Came around about the time another musical by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber appeared, Jesus Christ Superstar. Now some of the music has not been forgotten, not least the overture to the Godspell, which caught people's attention at that time. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And our gospel reading today reminds us of that message. It was John the Baptist's message some 2,000 years ago, which is just as relevant now as it was then. Now these musicals came into all sorts of criticism at that time. How dare these people turn sacred text like Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord into a rock musical? It was just one of the reactions of that time. But like all controversial things, it started people thinking. I certainly had a picture of a real fire and brimstone leader at the time, based on what I saw in church. Perhaps John was a person who gained following by threat rather than persuasion, as some of the radical American preachers did on television. But perceptions change. Godspell was composed at a time when people were questioning the inherited social norms of the time, to challenge the things which people took for granted, to use nonconformity as a way of making people stop and think. So I was able to visualise John the Baptist as a someone who didn't fit well into society, nor did he want to. He was impatient with the world's inability to see the foolishness and evil intent in society. He was scorned by the authorities because of the blunt way he presented his message, often exposing the unpalatable hypocrisy of those in high places. And what would John bring to our attention in today's world? Well, I don't think he would be short of targets. Current events among those in authority provide rich pickings. It is apparently all right for a president to heartily condemn countries where democratic elections are patently fraudulent, but it's not all right to accept election results when you lose in a country which represents itself to be a paragon of democracy. It's apparently all right to put party politics as a priority above solving the problems of a pandemic through a united approach from all politicians. It is all right to procrastinate and demand a public inquiry into past failings in society, know that it would take a long time, cost a lot of money, and in the end will come up with the same message that lessons will be learnt and any recommendations will be cherry-picked for implication. Yes, the list can be lengthy, and I'm sure that you can add a lot more to those examples. The problems of hypocrisy in the world have not gone away and do need exposing. But that would be to focus on just one part of the message. For John supplies us with the answer to why such things occur, then and now, plus a solution. These come from people's hearts. Hearts for lying, procrastination, compromise, selfishness, and a desire to accept responsibility and rule and govern actions in people's lives. Such things are very evident in public persona. John used King Herod as a prime example, but the truth is that they can be prevalent in everyone with disastrous consequences. John's message was to all, and wants us to stop, think, admit you'll get it wrong, and seek God's forgiveness and help. In other words, to repent. Now, perhaps we have a picture in our minds that this means just saying sorry, but the Greek word in the New Testament means a change of heart, through regret. It is through a change of heart that lives can be changed. But it's really in our own hearts that that happens, not in the great events on the world stage, but in the basic elements of society, in us, Yes, it is easy to point out the inconsistencies of human behaviour in others, but fail to see it in ourselves. And that was what John was asking people to do. For if we fail to do so, then we may not like the consequences. Like the young successful businessman who fell in love with a well-known actress. For many months he was constantly accompanying her, escorting her to all the right events. On deciding he'd like to marry her, he was not willing to take that risk. He decided to make a decision that he didn't want to make a decision that he might regret later, so he hired a private detective to investigate her, a task assigned to a special agent who had no knowledge of the identity of his client. Finally, the agent's report was sent to him. It read, "Miss X has an excellent reputation. Her past is spotless. Her associates beyond reproach. The only hint of any scandal is that in recent months she has been seen in the company of a businessman of doubtful reputation." When we are called to prepare in Advent, we are called to be ready for the good news of Christmas by making sure that we have the right things in our hearts. Those things which are evident in what we say and in what we do. If we don't practice what we preach, learn from our mistakes and question our motives, then the way of the Lord will be full of potholes into which the Christ child will sink without trace. Yes, it's not easy, especially this year as we come to our celebrations with COVID ever present. How do we celebrate? Who do we celebrate with? How do we fit it all in? How do we cater for all eventualities? How can we keep everyone safe and well? If only there was someone who could take these decisions for us. The truth is that we have to decide as individuals based on guidelines. And there are no better guidelines than those which John the Baptist told those who came to hear him. If you have the right things in your heart, and you will be guided by God's Holy Spirit to make the right decisions. If you take time, and just like the impatient members of the family who want to know how long they have to wait before their presents will come, we need to practice patience. The road from the wilderness in which we find ourselves today will lead to a better world, but changing what lies in our hearts takes time and needs God's help. So let our prayer be that God will help us to be the people he wants us to be, a people who see the world through Christ's eyes, and in doing so prepare for him to reign in our hearts, now and always. Amen.